Good morning. We continue in Parak Ches, in the eighth parak of Maseches Brachos. We are continuing the discussion of all the different disputes between the school of Shammah and the school of Hillel, between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel, which are relevant to the Seuda. So yesterday's halachas were mostly related to the halachas of Tumah and Taira. We spared a lot of the details, but we were able to explain the Mishnayos. Mishnah Vav continues with Beis Shammai Omrim Mechabdin Asabayis V'yachakach Notun Liyadayim. The order of events should be that first you sweep the floor and afterwards you'll wash your hands. So here the discussion has to do with Bizayin Ochel or Hefzid Ochel, because if it's going to end up, if you're going to wash your hands first, you're going to have a significant amount of crumbs on the floor. You could have a kezias, and they're going to get wet and become disgusting. So therefore, Beis Shammai says you should preferably wash your hands after you clean the floor. It happens to be a pretty good idea anyway, because if your hands are going to get dirty from cleaning the floor, you may as well wash your hands afterwards. But he's concerned that, or the school of Shammai is concerned, that you get the crumbs wet, and you're going to ruin the food that's on the floor. Beis Hillel Omrim, Notun Liyadayim, first you should wash your hands, V'yachakach Mechabdin Sabayis, and then afterwards you could sweep the floor, you could clean up the house, and he's not worried about finding a kezias of food on the floor. It's not so common to be that much food on the floor. If there's a kezias, you probably would have picked it up, and for the rest, what's left on the floor, he's not worried about the hefzid of such a small amount of food. Mishnah Hey, Hishami Omrim, Hishami says ner umazon ubisam. In discussion of which order a person should make the brachos, so a person should make ner first of bracha. This is referring to Havdalah. When a person makes, so this is an interesting case. It's the case where a person started his Suda Shlishis, his Shal Shudas, late on Friday, on Shabbos, and he continues his meal into the evening, and now he wants to bench, obviously. He's finishing his meal, and he wants to make Havdalah at the same time. So the Shammai says, Ner comes first, Mazon, then you make the Berkas HaMazon, Besamim, then you make a Bracha on Besamim, the Havdalah, then you make the Bracha of Havdalah, V'malzim V'kodosh L'chol. It's Hillel Omrim. It's Hillel is of the opinion that first you do Ner, then Besamim, then Mazon, then Havdalah. So a discussion between them is whether or not the Besamim comes before the Mazon. Beis Shammai Omrim, when a person makes a bracha on the candle on Matzoy Shabbos, Shebara Me'ar Ha'esh. The nusach, the proper words to use in the bracha on the candle is Shebara Me'ar Ha'esh. Beis Hillel Omrim, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, in the plural sense, make Borei continue, he presently, Borei is creating Me'orei Ha'esh, the illumination of fire. And that is how we paskin, as we know, we make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Mishnah Vav. Now this is a little bit of a tangent with the halachas of Havdalah. Eim evarchen lo al aner, v'lo al besamim, shel goyim. A person cannot make a bracha on a ner, on a candle, or on besamim of whatever he's using for besamim on Matzoy Shabbos, the incense, whatever it is that he is using, he should make that. He cannot make it if it is from goyim. What does it mean? It comes from goyim. So there's a halacha that a person can make a bracha on a candle on a ner shelo shavas. It means that the candle that you used in a certain way has to be shomer Shabbos. It means if the candle was lit on Shabbos, you can't use that candle for your Havdalah. At the time of Havdalah, when you have the mitzvah to make a bracha, barim orei esh, on a candle, it has to be a ner shel shavas, a ner that was not kindled in violation of Shabbos. Even though the guy is not suva on Shabbos, as a matter of fact, the guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, nevertheless, when it comes to us making Havdalah, the candle needs to be a candle which was not kindled at a time and wasn't allowed to be kindled by Yid. So therefore, a person can take the candle of a non-Jew and use it for Havdalah because it can be assumed that it was lit on Shabbos. And the same thing is with regard to Besamim, since it's referring to a Seuda, the Besamim came from a Seuda, of Goyim, and it could be assumed that during that Suda there was some activity of Avodah Zarah, so he should not use that to summon for his Havdalah. V'lo al aner, v'lo al v'samim, and not only a flame, or the summon, the incense, shel mesim, something was used for a mesim. So they light candles for a mesim. It was common to use besamim, and that candle was not lit for the light. You didn't need light. There was nothing you needed to see. It was lit for the covered, for the out of respect, for the mace, for the one who passed away, for the deceased. So they would light a candle. So that's not a candle which is lit for its light, and therefore you can't make the bracha of Borim Oriya Eish, because this is a candle which was lit for a covered. You'd have to get another candle which is indeed going to be lit for its light. And the same thing with regard to the besamim. V'lo al besamim shalafnei over the Avodah Zarah. You can't use besamim which was used in Avodah Zarah, again, which is used for idol worship. Ein mevarchin al aner ad shi'usu l'ora. Person cannot make a bracha of Borim Orei Eish until he first benefits from the candle. So when a person makes Borim Orei Eish Matzoy Shabbos, he should first make sure that he's able to benefit from that light after he sees the candle, after he benefits from the light. So that's why we pick our fingers up. After you do benefit from the light, that is when you make the bracha of Borim Orei Eish. Okay, we'll stop here for today.